Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. It's that time of year again, March, mid-March, when a special holiday for lots of people is celebrated, usually on March 17th, I believe. I have a special guest here today. This is our 9th annual St. Patrick's Day show, and my special guest is none other than the famous, the talented, the cute, Eddie Dillon.
I like the cute part.
You like the cute part?
I like the cute part.
All right. Eddie is fresh back from a trip to Florida and been appearing in lots of places. We'll get the lowdown on all of that. But Eddie, 9 years we've been together doing this.
It's amazing, too. And both of us are looking younger every year.
Now, one of the CDs we're going to play that you brought with you is a CD when we first met back in March of 2001, actually. And at a special event that was held at the Music Mansion in Providence, and we'll talk a little bit about that. But let's catch up with you. Fresh back from Florida, you're refreshed, you're invigorated, and playing in places all around the area. Tell us about some of the spots you're playing lately.
Well, I've been down Cape Cod and Yarmouth at a place called the Irish Village, and then as well on Cape Cod and Falmouth at Lee McGuire's Pub right in downtown Falmouth, which I have to tell you, it's a wonderful place to go. Both places are great. Lee's is really a real true Irish pub, though. Really a lot of fun to be there. And
now,
St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day at an Irish pub, that's the place to be.
St. Patrick's Day, we're going to be with my friend Alfie O'Shea, going to be up in Mansfield, Massachusetts, at a place called Flynn's, right in downtown Mansfield.
Flynn's. All right. So we want to check that out. A couple days more to go from tonight. It'll be St. Patrick's Day. Do you start the celebration early, or is it just you wait just for that day?
No, actually, I celebrate all year long. Because that's just to prove that I have Irish genes.
There you go. Now, my genes are Levi's, but you have Irish genes.
I have Irish genes.
Irish genes, okay.
You can see them right now. They're green.
Okay. And do you have, speaking of Irish genes, I don't think I ever asked you this. Are you completely Irish?
I am. Yeah, my grandparents are all from Ireland. My father's parents are from a place called Rathangan in County Kildare. My mother's parents are from Galway City. So I've been to both places. And actually, we'll just give a little personal aside here. I'm Edward Dillon III, or as the Irish would say, Edward Dillon III. And I went back to the town where my grandfather was born and looked up Edward Dillon in the baptismal records from 1882, and there I was, Edward Thomas Dillon, 1882, with all his aunts and uncles, and it was a fabulous experience.
Wow, so that's, there's two places you mentioned, and there's song titles, Galway Bay and Rathangan's Own.
Exactly, see? From my CD.
Yeah, I remember those things.
Yeah.
All right, well, we're going to play some music today that's not necessarily completely Irish, but mostly.
Irish, either Irish or Eddie Dillon songs.
All right. We're going to try to stick with the theme. And the first one you brought that we're going to play is from that CD I mentioned that was recorded at the Music Mansion in Providence back in 2001. What was the event that led up to that?
Well, we did a fundraiser for the MS Society. And that night we raised over $5,000 for MS. And part of the funds that we raised was the release of a CD of that night. We sold several hundred copies of this next CD. It's called Once in a Lifetime, An Evening of Fine Irish Music. And when we did it, we recorded everybody who was there, which was fabulous thing. At this point, I had been traveling with the Clancy brothers, and Patty Clancy, unfortunately, had died the year before. But we had Bobby Clancy, Finbar Clancy, Aoife Clancy, myself, the Shenanigans, of course, who actually really ran the event, Tom Kennedy, Dick Lewis, and Joe Zajac, with John Heck, the fiddler. And we had one of the most wonderful evenings of music. I have to say, it was, in my memory, is one of those nights that will just always stick out. And we're going to play a bunch of these cuts on the show, and you're going to hear the audience. And when you hear the audience, mm-hmm. you're going to get how much wonderful it was.
All right, let's go to number one. What's the name of this tune?
The Long Winter's Night.
The long winter's night, the fire burning bright, the fiddlers in the corner by the flickering firelight, the laughter and good company, they keep your spirits bright. There's music in the rafters on the long winter's night. I left my home one gentle spring with green in all the land, fiddle slung across my back, my hazel stick in hand. I know I'll find good company in the long days yet to come, with laughter and good music all winter time at home. The long winter's night, the fire burning bright, the fiddlers in the corner by the flickering firelight, the laughter and good company, they keep your spirits bright. There's music in the rafters on the long winter's night. Oh, I spent the summer with my friends I made along the way. We gather in the evening and play to the break of day. I learned the songs and stories and the tunes I didn't know, the brighten nights and gladden hearts through winter's rain and snow. A long winter's night, the fire burning bright, the fiddlers in the corner by the flickering firelight, the laughter and good company, they keep your spirits bright. There's music in the rafters on the long winter's night. Ah, we fiddled Jenny's chickens and the maid behind the bar, Bonnie Kate, Bonnie Moss, and the port below Armagh. I learned to sing sleep galleon braze the waters of Coofin, and a bonny bunch of roses for the long nights coming in. Hey! Whew. Mr. John Hector! Huh? Summer now is over and the leaves are waving gold. The days are getting short and the nights are getting cold. Autumn is a lonesome time, the air begins to wane. I'm eagerly awaiting those winter nights again. The long winter's night, the fire burning bright, the fiddlers in the corner by the flickering firelight, the laughter and good company, they keep your spirits bright. There's music in the rafters on the long winter's night.
Eddie, that certainly puts us in the mood. Great music, and it does sound like the audience was having a lot of fun.
It was a love fest.
A love fest, that's
a love
good.
Fest, absolutely.
So there's Woodstock that a lot of people remember, and the Music Mansion in 2001.
Well, you know, you're looking at someone who was at both events. Okay, I was at Woodstock. And
were
I was
you
at,
really?
I was, yeah, and I was at the Music Mansion. And, you know, it's, for me, in my memory, the Music Mansion wins out because, you know, I wasn't covered with mud. So.
or other problems that might have occurred.
Oh, my God.
All right. You, of course, live in Massachusetts and lived in Massachusetts most of your life, correct?
Yes, I have.
And still there, even though stardom tries to take you to Los Angeles and Hollywood, but
I'm resisting all those urges, and I've been very successful at it.
All right. Well, speaking of Hollywood and that kind of thing, the Clancy brothers did receive quite a bit of fame back in the, I guess it was late 50s, early 60s was when they were kind of at their peak, and then you joined them, and that went on for a number of years. Tell us some Clancy Brothers stuff. Tell us how you first got involved with them.
Well, I had first met Bobby Clancy back in the mid-70s. He came into a gig where I was playing up in Cambridge, and so I got to meet him then. And then in the mid-70s, he was actually playing around Fairhaven, Massachusetts, where I ended up moving years later. And I actually went to a party, and at that party, his daughter was there, who was 8 years old at the time. And she had this beautiful curly hair and was kind of shy and sang a song. But little did I know that a number of years later, I would meet my pal Aoife Clancy. That was my first introduction to the family. And then in the 80s, the Shenanigans, who I played with for many years, we opened up for the Clancy Brothers a number of times. And then in the 90s, when I was available, they were actually looking for a guitar player. And I was hired to do one gig with them, and I think it was 1996, and ended up touring with them for a number of years. And it was just a great experience. I became great friends with their family and toured here in the United States and in Ireland. So lots of fun.
Lots of fun, lots of memories. And one of the things that that happens to Irish people is there's lots of reminiscing and having a beverage while you're reminiscing on St. Patrick's Day, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Problem is remembering the reminiscence.
All right, let's go to another cut on the CD. This is number 12, and number 12 is what, Eddie?
It's called Galway Races, which is still a race that runs every year in Galway, and it's one of my favorite songs.
Wet me whack, Father Joe, Father Jerry and me. Wet me whack, Father Joe, Father Jerry and me. As I went out to Galway town to seek for recreation on the 17th of August, me mind be led a feeling. There was multitudes assembled with the tickets at the station. Me eyes began to dazzle and I go to see the races. Wet me whack, Father Joe, Father Jerry and me. For chickens to be taken by your and there you see the pipers and fiddlers competing, the nimble footer dancers and the tripping through the daisies, while others pipe cigars and knights and fiddlers for all the races, while the colours of the jockeys and the pipes and horses ages when they whack up all the dough, Father Julie Ivory. Jockeys and you're mounted on so stately, the pink, the blue, the orange, the green, the emblem of a nation. When the bell was rung for starting, all the horses seemed impatient. I thought they never stood on ground, the speed was so amazing. Oh, when they went for all the dough, all the Julie, there was half a million people there of all denominations, the Catholic, the Protestant, the Jew, the Presbyterian. There was yet no animosity, no matter what persuasion, but thought of hospitality induced your fresh acquaintance with me. Well, Father Joe, Father Julie, I believe. With me, well, Father Joe, Father Julie, I believe.
We frequently have had Aoife Clancy on as a guest on Conducting Conversations, and Eddie, your association with Aoife, as you mentioned, goes back to when she was just a little girl, when you first met her, and now she's touring around the world singing and very successful at doing that. Well, I'm sure we'll have her back soon. But, you know, the Clancy legacy, if you will, to coin a phrase, even though that's the name of one of the groups, but the people that remember the Clancys from, being on the Ed Sullivan Show and things like that and touring around, They did a great album live at Carnegie Hall and a lot of stuff from that. There are some great stories that go along with that group. I mean, Aoife's told some great ones, and you have one that's kind of touches near our home here in the fact that it has to do with Theater by the Sea. And Theater by the Sea is a regular guest on Conducting Conversation. Bill Haney and his crew come in here for every show. And this is back in the day, though. This isn't the new Theater by the Sea. This is the old Theater by the Sea. Tell us about that story.
Well, as I said earlier, when I was traveling around with the Clancys, I used to love to hear the stories of the old days. And Patty Clancy and I had become such great friends. And he was asking me if I had ever heard of Theater by the Sea one day. We were on a plane going someplace. And I said, oh, absolutely. I'd been there and loved it. And Matunik was a fabulous place. And he said, oh, you know, I actually work there. And I said, oh, when did you play there? He goes, no, I work there. I said, excuse me? He goes, yeah. A lot of people don't realize that the Clancy brothers came over here in the late 40s and were working around New York City doing waiting on tables and working. They actually, Tom and Patty Clancy were working for a beer distributor. And then one summer, Patty, you know, they worked in as trying to be actors first, and Patty got a job working as a waiter and an actor at Theater by the Sea this one summer. I think it was 1948, 49, right around there, very early in the early days, maybe even earlier. I'm not 100% sure. But anyway, when Patty first got there, for some reason, the head waiter just didn't like him. And he didn't know what he did, couldn't understand. The head waiter, second, third day he was there, the head waiter called him over and said, Clancy, pack up, you're out of here. And Patty went, oh, my God, I know. What am I going to do? Well, this other waiter came running up to him, said, Clancy, don't go anywhere. You just stay right here. He goes, okay. This other waiter went around, and he started an impromptu strike. He got the whole cast, all the waiters, everybody. Everybody was gonna walk, and sure enough, the head waiter backed down. Patty had his gig for the summer, and was forever indebted to this other waiter that really helped him out. And do you know who he was?
This was a singing waiter, an acting waiter, as they all were those days.
Another person there doing a gig for the summer.
I think I remember the story, but you tell us. I
mean, it was Jackie Gleason.
Jackie Gleason, he was the big famous star, was working at Theater by the Sea.
Yeah, he just did this.
And saved the day for the Clancy.
Saved the day for Patty Clancy. Yeah. Who'd have thunk?
All right. Well, so, a great story and lots of memories. And Theater by the Sea does have a lot of great stories like that, but Clancy stories always seem to have a little twist to them.
Yeah.
let's get one more song in this segment, and then we'll take a short break. Number 14, I believe, is the track you told me.
Yeah, this is a song, when I selected this one, because on their albums, this was a song that Patty used to start out with. It's called Mountain Dew.
We will listen to Mountain Dew and then take a short break and be back with more of Eddie Dillon.
Let the waters flow and the cleanse me low in a free and an easy way. Give me enough of the real old stuff that's made by Galway Bay. Policemen are from Donegal, Sligo and Leitrim too. When it's home they go, they can take a bowl or a bucket of the Mountain Dew. At the foot of the hill there's a neat little still where the smoke curls up to the sky. By the smoke and the smell you can plainly tell it's whiskey brewing nearby. For it fills the air with an odor rare betwixt both me and you. When it's home you go, you should take a bowl or a bucket of the Mountain. Now learn it, man, who leaves the bed, have wrote your praises high. A sweet machine from Ireland, green distilled from wheat.
We are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Eddie Dillon, and we're talking about the upcoming major holiday, St. Patrick's Day.
Yahoo!
We even actually have a client here on WCRI that came in and did a commercial and said that, did you know that St. Patrick's Day is a big chocolate holiday? So Jennifer from Jennifer's Chocolates, a great great client of the station, came in and announced that St. Patrick's Day should be a chocolate holiday.
I like that idea a lot.
She has chocolate shamrocks and all kinds of things, and see, we can tie anything into a holiday. Now, one of the things that happened at the Music Mansion on the night we were talking about back in 2001 where this recording was made was Aoife Clancy was there. We've talked about her a couple times, and she was going to perform a song on this next cut that you wrote, correct?
I wrote it, and she had recorded this on her second CD, Soldiers and Dreams, and but this is a live version, and you're going to hear in the chorus her father, her brother, and myself singing along with her, and you, if you listen even more, you'll hear the audience singing along. So, and it's a rather sentimental song, but I think we'll all enjoy it.
Entitled Love to Do Over.
Fall out of love, it's a lesson for fools. They don't teach you life in a classroom in school. Just wait one more day before you walk away. You may spend your whole life wishing somehow you stay. If I had your love to do over, I would spend every minute with you. If I had your love to do over, I would spend every minute. Your heart, I would win it. Your life, I'd be in it again. When you wake in your bed, you hold her so tight and treat her with respect and do what is right. Words of regret are so easy to say. Then, darling, I love you. I always will stay. If I had your love to do over, I would spend every minute with you. If I had your love to do over, I would spend every minute. Your heart, I would win it. Your life, I'd be in it. But I'm just a beggar for you, with my heart held open, it's true. So spare me a dime of your love sometime, 'cause I'm just a beggar. And if I had your love to do over, and I would spend every minute with you, if I had your love to do over, I would spend every minute. Your heart, I would win it. Your life, I'd be in it again. Oh, your life, I'd be in it again.
That's lovely.
Beautiful voice, beautiful song, beautiful singing. And Eddie, just review what was the relationship of the people singing? Her uncle?
No, it was her dad, Bobby Clancy,
right.
Her brother, Finbar Clancy.
Oh, brother, okay.
Yeah, and myself, and actually the audience.
And the audience, yeah. There you go. And Eddie wrote that song, and you also wrote this next one. And tell us about this song.
Well, being an entertainer, I couldn't, let us just hang there with such a, that's a rather sad and sentimental song, but we're going to lift you up right now with a song. I'm going to dedicate this to myself. It's called Midlife Crisis.
Oh, something we can all relate to.
Well, hello, sir. This is your midlife crisis. Going on cruises. If you're looking for some vices, you can count on me. I'll sip champagne, whatever you give me. I'll adore your flowers, and I can kiss for hours if you want me to. Now don't act your age. Geriatric veneration. What's a little generation between you and me? 20 years or so, they say that's involved. Who'd ever want to kiss a funny little rogue like you? How about me? It's not so bad. You're not as old as my dad. Your astounding preservation will heal his hesitation, I'm sure. And so take care. Put some dye in your hair. But that little bowl of jelly that you proudly call your belly has got to go. We could live out our dreams, sail the Caribbean in the water. Wherever you want to go, I'll go. When your friends come to call, I don't mind at all. Tell them I'm your daughter. And say goodbye.
And say goodbye
to this midlife crisis. For old-fashioned vices, count on me for old-fashioned vices. You can count on me.
Aoife Clancy singing Midlife Crisis, written by Eddie Dillon. And Eddie, you've written a lot of songs. A lot of them have been recorded. How many would you guess if you had to say, have you written 20 songs, 30 songs, 50 songs, 100 songs?
Probably 500.
500?
Yeah, and probably a lot more, but I know 500 is. Yeah.
Wow. Now I can't even possibly imagine 500 songs coming out of one man's brain. But you've managed to record quite a few of them. You have some CDs that have all your original music on it, right?
Yes. Yeah, my first CD is Things You Wished You Said. And then I did an instrumental CD called The Bobber's Lament. And then, of course, when I was traveling with the Clancys, we released Clancy Sing-Along Songs, which is a compilation of our live show. And then I have a number of videos on YouTube right now. Lamore Avenue is actually my favorite one, and you can just search for Eddie Dillon, Lamore Avenue, and it's
Lamore,
and that's a cut from when I did one of my monologues, and that came out great. And I'm working on a new video, which is going to be released shortly for Kilmaley, which we'll play in a little bit, but it's keeping me busy.
Yeah, all right. Well, these are available for purchase, though, correct?
Yes.
You can go to your website?
Go to my website or iTunes, and please do.
All right. Website is eddiedillon.com?
You got it.
Not too hard to remember, eddiedillon.com. And also on there, I'm sure they can find out where you're playing if they want to come and share a pint with you.
Yeah, and you can also sign up for my email list there.
Excellent. All right. Well, let's get to a song that's from your first CD, Things You Wished You'd Said.
Mm-hmm.
And tell us about this cut.
This is a song I wrote for my dad. And it strikes my heart all the time because all these lines are about my dad. And but you're going to hear an accordion player there, Fintan Stanley, who is considered probably one of the premier Irish accordion players.
Hmm.
So it's a little bit of Irishy in there and a little tune about my dad.
All right, called Somebody's Hero.
Used to be somebody's hero, to a little boy who loved you so well. Wherever you go, could believe every story you tell. Out dancing with Russians, fighting old Prussians, loving French women in the taste of new wine. He used to be somebody's hero. The road in your suit and tie, it was your hobby just to go for a drive, to visit old friends and acquaintances, surprised when you both were alive. How that Henry Gordet was the best man he met, how he shook the whole company when he retired back then. He used to be somebody's hero. Now you're living in a world only you know, at a social that only you see. Start laughing and you whisper about the things friends are saying to me. Your old man was a wonder, sometimes he went under, while he always got up, now he can give it a rest. He used to be somebody's hero. Dancing with Russians, you're fighting old Prussians, you're loving French women, and you're tasting new wine. You'll always be somebody's hero.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Eddie Dillon, and we are getting ourselves ready for St. Patrick's Day. Should there be an Irish thing we should say hello in St. Patrick's talk?
And say, Cade Milfalchas, 100,000 welcomes, and other than that, I'd say I always mispronounce my Irish, so I'm not even going to go there.
Okay, all right. So, I mean, I figured you had this all down, you know. Don't you open every show with some little Irish speak?
Absolutely not.
Okay. You're just Irish, you don't speak Irish.
No, Slána Uilge, that's goodbye, so we won't say that yet.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of else.
Do you have any other languages that you speak? You know, Spanish?
Well, yeah. Pani maja po ruski. Очень интересно.
What is that?
That's, я говорю русский язык, which means I speak Russian language.
Oh.
Я учил русский язык на 3 года.
And where did that come from? Why would you have...
I just said I studied Russian language for 3 years.
And for any particular reason, did you want to become a Russian cosmonaut, or what was the reasoning there?
Я не умный, which means I'm not smart.
Quit giving me words and tell me why Russian.
Well, I was in college, and I
seemed like the thing to do.
I just wanted to do something different than French. I studied French in high school. I said, "Oh, I'll try Russian," but. It was 5 semesters, actually.
See, after all these years of knowing you, I didn't know you could speak any Russian. So,
well, that's, yeah.
There was all these little tidbits we can find out about Eddie Dillon here on Conducting Conversations.
It's incredible. Just go on Craigslist, or you know, you'll find all about me. No, I take that back.
No. All right, we're celebrating St. Patrick's Day with some great music and a great recording that was made back in 2001. We're going to leave that recording now and go to another song. Tell us about this one, Kilmaley, I believe is the name of it.
Well, one of my favorite places to hang out in Ireland is West Clare, in a town called Doolin, which is about 20 miles from the town of Kilmaley. And a very dear friend of mine was from Kilmaley, and he told me some stories about his dad, and I wrote this song, I'm thinking about my friend Tommy McGann, and it's just about traveling from Kilmaley and then going to Doolin and hanging out there. With Doolin, you can see the Cliffs of Moher, the Aran Islands. It's really beautiful. But people there are usually from someplace else. Hmm. And the people in Doolin, Tommy, who opened McGann's pub there in the early 80s, was from Kilmaley. At the pier,
Take me back, take me back to the place that I love. The green and flowing fields of Kilmaine, where my mother and father and sister are there. The green and flowing fields of Kilmaine. Every stone and make a dam, man, if that's what it takes there for you. Take me back to the place that I love, the green and flowing fields of Kilmaine, where my mother and father, my sister are there, the green and flowing fields of that I love, the green and flowing fields of Kilmaine, where my mother and father, my sister are there, the green and flowing fields of Kilmaine, the green and flowing fields of Kilmaine.
As usual, time flies when you're having fun, and we certainly have a great time when you're here and appreciate you coming in and bringing all the great music to us. We have time to listen to a piece of two more songs, and we're going to go out with something. But before we do, we just want to mention that last song, it might be on YouTube, right?
I'm working on a video, and it should be released in the next week or two. It's a video of that song. And there's another video of Lamour Avenue. I mentioned that earlier. So both of them are on YouTube, and I'm pretty excited about both of them, actually.
Excellent. And if you'd like to meet Eddie in person, he's going to be at Flynn's in Mansfield.
Mansfield, Mass. We'll be there this St. Patrick's Day, 4 to 7:30.
4 to 7:30. So you get out of work. You go and celebrate correctly, and then by 7:30, you won't care if Eddie's there or not. All right. Well, once again, thanks for coming in, Eddie. It's great to see you.
No, what a blast, Mike. Thank you very much.
This last song is a great way to leave. We're going to listen to a traditional ending song for your shows, right?
Right. This is the last cut on the CD Once in a Lifetime from the MS benefit that we did, and you're going to hear Bobby saying goodnight to everybody, and then we're going to sing the parting glass, and then maybe we could just finish up with the Barber's Lament, maybe.
All right, a little instrumental version of a song that's on your second CD, the Barber's Lament. So we'll listen to the parting glass and then go out, if we have time, with a little more of Eddie's instrumental music. And the rest of everyone listening, we'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations. Have a great St. Patrick's Day.
Our revels now are ended. These, our actors, as I have foretold you, were all spirits and melted into air, to thin air. And like the basis fabric of this vision, the cloud-capped towers, the gorgeous palace, the solemn temples, the great globe itself, yea, all which we inherit, shall dissolve. Like this insubstantial pageant faded, leave not a rack behind. Ye are such stuff as dreams are made on, and our little life is rounded with a sleep. what we're saying to you in Shakespeare's words is, have you no homes to go to?
We'll give you our parting song in appreciation and for a lovely night organized by Tom and the Shenanigans and Eddie and the whole gang here. It was a lovely night tonight, and thank you all very much for coming.
Thank you all.
Thank you. One practical note. We have to clean up, so anybody who would like to volunteer to help us up, help us out to clean up, we'd love you to help us out. And Tom will pay you to.
I have a strange suspicion this night could be reenacted again sometime.
Yeah.
And I think we should do it. It's a very important cause and a very good reason why we should all be here, and I know we'd all love to do it again. I think it'd be great to do it. Now we'll give you our parting song, if I remember.
Right.
Oh, of all the money that e'er we've spent, we have spent it in good company. And of all the harm that e'er we've done, alas, it was to none but me. For all I've done, for want of which to memory now I can't recall. So fill to me the parting glass. Pick your glasses up. Good night and jolly be with you all.
Oh, of all the comrades that e'er I've had, they were sorry for my going away. And of all the sweethearts that e'er I've had, they would wish me one more day to stay.
Everybody stand up, lift your glasses.
Yes.
What sins it falls onto my lot that I should rise and you should not? I'll gently rise
and I'll
softly call.
Together.
Good night and joy be.
Thank you all, and thank you very much.
Thank you.
That was.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.